This is TWiT.
So yesterday, somebody asked Joe Belfiore about Windows 10S in schools. And so he says, next year, Windows 10S will be a, quote, mode of existing versions, not a distinct version. Which we already knew, but
interesting.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well, but
the part we didn't know.
Good to get confirmation.
The part we didn't know, though, and I want to hear what you think about this, is next year.
Yeah. You're going to like my theory on this one. I think you're going to enjoy this. Because we had last month on Thrive.com, we published the story about Windows 10S going away and then them making an S mode available on all of the mainstream versions of Windows 10, right? Which is what he basically just confirmed. Now, the documentation that we saw very clearly said this was happening this year. And I should go back and look at it, I guess, but I sort of assume now that this meant as soon as the version of Windows 10 that's about to ship next month, right, or this coming month, 1803. And the reason I assume that is because if you're in the beta on the Windows Insider program, that's what it says now. The branding has changed in the product. It doesn't say Windows 10S. Right. It says Windows 10 Pro in S mode. So logical assumption. Anyway, as Mary Jo pointed out, he said next year. I think because he's a Microsoft executive, he's thinking in terms of fiscal years. No, I really think they think this way.
Right? I thought you were going to give a different explanation. I thought you were going to say because he's a Microsoft executive, he's going to pad the date and underpromise.
I think he literally thinks in terms of the fiscal year. Yeah, everything that Microsoft does in a given year hinges on that June 30th date.
That's true.
The big stuff, the big changes often come in July, right after that change. Mm-hmm. That's in time for the back-to-school season. It's in time for the next version of Windows 10. That's my guess. I think he actually meant the next fiscal year.
My other guess when I saw him tweet that was maybe he meant not all of the versions of Windows 10 will have it until next year. So, you know, Pro and Enterprise will get it first, and then IoT maybe later, and then HoloLens and blah.
I don't know.
There you go. Yeah. But it's kind of crazy that this story keeps becoming a story because as we were talking on a recent Windows Weekly, we talked about Windows 10 Pro S mode last summer. Like we knew that was the name of this. So we already knew this was a mode, right? Like it's not new that it's a mode. It's always been a mode.
Yeah, but you know they've kind of promoted it as its own thing, and
they muddied the waters.
Partly that's so they can charge $50 to change modes.
That's a rather not cynical yet. Viewpoint, Leo.
But if it's just a switch, then why do they charge so much for that?
I think we should talk about that a little bit because I think the original plan. Well, who knows what the original plan was, but the way they sort of said it was, look, we're going to give you X amount of time. They extended the amount of time to get Pro for free. Like we want people to try this thing and know that they can get back and it'll be fine. I don't believe that any mass number of people have stayed on Windows 10S. I just don't think it's happened. And so
What was that number you saw in the document? Like 60% stayed on it, right? Like 60% on third party devices or something.
Yeah, but what's 60% of zero? Because there are no third-party devices. I mean, it's such a small number.
I know.
You're right. It was crazy. There's a lot of numbers they published that it just.
I don't know where
they come from. That Edge active user thing, which is mathematically impossible. I mean, they do stuff like this all the time.
No, you're right.
You're really throwing me. Confronted by that again, it's like it's making my brain
hurt. It's like 60%.
So the way Windows 10S is today is it's a one-way trip. You can get back to Windows 10S if you have a recovery partition or recovery drive or whatever. It's certainly possible on your PC Leo's about to get. I don't know how it's set up. I don't know how it'll work. It is possible that if he went to Pro, he wouldn't be able to get back unless he downloaded some kind of a recovery thing
from
HP.
That's what I had to do on the Surface laptop, right?
That's right. Yep. And at least on the Surface laptop, you can download it, right? The way the HP thing works, probably, although it's hard to say because it's an ARM device and it's running S, but HP has their own software. No, actually, they don't. They use PC Reset. I strongly recommend using HP's tool if it's there, and then Microsoft's regardless to make backups just in case, because you want to be able to get back. You never know.
Right.
But to Leo's point, I do think that the word mode suggests something you can flip on and off.
Right.
You know, it is possible on Windows 10 Pro today to flip a switch in settings that basically puts it in S mode, meaning no longer allow me to download apps from the store, from anything other than the store.
Yeah.
You can turn it off. It's just, it's an easy thing. It's not a, you know, but I like the idea of a mode. I like the idea of it being a thing. In fact, I kind of wish I could do this right now. If you want all the benefits of Windows 10S, but you want to run Chrome, you know, install Chrome and then put it in S mode. And then you kind of get this additional layer of protection there. It's not just about, I'm too dumb not to install apps by myself. There's more to it than that, right? Because it's doing other things to prevent Win32 apps from running. You know, malicious code could run from the web or something. So it's preventing that kind of thing.
If you say you moved from Windows 10S to Windows 10 Pro, you download Chrome. Then when you go back to Windows 10S, wouldn't it remove Chrome?
It would. But what I'm saying, yes. It doesn't remove it. It just doesn't work anymore. What I'm saying is that this is an acceptable middle ground. In other words, if it was a true mode switch, if you already have it installed, this is my way of saying to the system, I want this thing in there. Yeah. Let it happen. This is what I've been asking for all along, just in a slightly different format. I think that would be great. I mean,
they couldn't charge $50 for it because it's just a switch.
Oh, that was the thing. Yeah. So I wanted. So. Like we were saying, you know, the plan is unclear what it really was, but the way they said it was, after X amount of days, you'll have to pay for this upgrade, $50 or whatever. Mm-hmm. That was on Pro. You know, the documentation, what we saw, said that if you go from home in S mode just to home, there is no charge, right? And that's great, right? Because
That's who's going to buy an S mode machine, frankly, is people who use Windows.
That's right.
Except for first line
workers.
Right.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
Yeah, but they don't get choices. I mean, those guys are being handed something that's a tool. They're not, you know, you want to run Pro or
S. I can't remember. Is the NVX2 home? Windows Pro? Windows home? Or Windows Pro?
No, because it's the current version of the product, what you're really getting is Windows 10 Pro in S mode.
Right.
You'll upgrade and get Pro.
Okay.
Yeah,
but running on ARM, so you won't get all of the Pro features like Hyper-V and so forth.
What did I get? What?
Well, because it's running on ARM, there are certain features that are not available.
What? What did I get? What? Just quickly, is it something important?
I believe. It could be to you. I know that Hyper-V is not on there.
No,
I don't. I could be wrong on this one, but I don't believe the Linux subsystem stuff is there.
Oh, that could model. Mm. That could be.
I could be wrong about that one.
But
I can't remember. Popeye. That.
Well, it doesn't matter anyway. Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
I know, but I still think, this is just a guess on my part, but my guess is they are still going to charge to move once they do this whole official mode plan. I think there is going to be a cost for everybody except home, probably, because why does Microsoft do this? They're doing it for the money, right? And so I think if you get
again now. So cynical,
if you buy Windows 10 Pro and it has an S mode, and you get your PC shipped in S mode, and you upgrade to non S mode or move to it, as they like to say. I think they're going to charge you to do that. I do.
Okay. I think you're right, but I think you can also make a great case for that. Doesn't make any sense. You're not going from home to Pro where you're getting additional features. You know, I realize there are technically additional features. You're getting the ability to run desktop apps, but you being in S mode is better for the entire community of Windows users because it's safer. It's better for Microsoft then. You know, Microsoft is better off if you stay in this. They should pay you to stay in S mode, frankly. I mean, that should be a subscription service I charge back to them. But I think there's a good case to be made that it doesn't make sense for them to charge you for that. I agree with you, however, that they are always looking for new ways to monetize Windows.
Yeah.
And this is definitely going to be one of them. Yeah.
Yeah, my guess is they're going to try to get OEMs to ship every device with some version that starts out in S. and then users pay to upgrade.
Now, I'd have to go back and look at the documentation again, but there was a bunch of charts of numbers and prices and things. And the one I remember very distinctly is that on the home side, OEMs didn't save any money by going with S mode.
Mm-hmm.
I think on the pro side, they did.
Yeah.
And that speaks to the $50, and it maybe speaks to the not an upgrade price on the home thing. I mean, you know, maybe that's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The one I can see them not doing it on is home. The one I can see them not doing it on is home, but all the other ones I can see them doing it.
But they would need to incent PC makers somehow to install this thing, because anyone with a brain in their head trying to sell a product is not going to take the crippled version.
Sell it to them cheaper.
Well, like, unless they sell it to them cheaper, but they're not.
Right. No, but HP, hey. If you ship this with Windows 10 Pro, but you started out in S mode, we'll charge you $70 per copy. Yeah. But if you started out in Pro, no,
that's 90. I mean on home. I mean on the home side. So in other words,
on the home. No.
One of the big goals with the what Microsoft is doing with Windows for the next year is making the mainstream part of the market grow again, right? So we've seen growth in premium PCs, gaming PCs, and so forth.
Yeah.
You know, those are the type of PCs that historically have come with Pro. And so there is that upsell factor there.
Yeah.
With home, it's a little trickier. These devices are a lot less expensive in some cases. And they aren't charging more for full home. So how do you convince a PC maker when you can't give them a savings on the OS to still ship the one that doesn't work as well?
Yeah.
Mm. You know, it's a tough one.
Yeah.